I need to confess something.
我需要向大家承认一些事情。
While I was watching the drama, I became an emotional basket case outside there.
当我正在我在看这一出戏剧的时候，刚才那出戏剧的时候，我的心还在那里。
It reminded me of the time as a kid I used to watch the movie of Jesus Christ's death and burial and resurrection and always drawn to it emotionally.
它使我想起我在小时候看过的一部影片，那个影片描述的是主耶稣的受难和复活，当时我的心里非常的震撼。
And in the course of time, I became a Christian, God saved me, and now I have experienced the resurrection.
感谢主，他使我成为一个基督徒，使我能够经历他的复活。
Now, I realize that as we are here today, we're going to leave here and go back to our homes and our work and our neighborhoods.
我知道，我们现在活在这个世界上，我们要回到我们的生活当中，回到我们的家庭当中，回到我们的社会当中去。
And it's great that we join like all the churches celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我很高兴地看到我们在教会当中，在各个教会当中都能够欢庆主耶稣的这个复活。
But our concern today is the resurrection of Jesus Christ transferred in our lives daily?
我今天有一个负担，就是想问问大家，是不是主耶稣这样复活的生命能够进到我们每日的生活当中？
By virtue of the fact that when we talk about the resurrection, something was dead, now it's alive, and there's something brand new about the resurrection.
当我们提到复活的时候，我们知道是有一样东西死了，有一样东西活了过来，而是一个崭新的生命。
So if I'm anunbelieving neighbor, and I heard that my neighbors came to know Jesus Christ. And in their old life, they always beating upon each other and fighting each other. I want to make sure, is there a difference now in their lives?
当我看到一个我的邻居，假如说是我的邻居，他们虽然他们声称自己是基督徒，但是他们仍然活在罪中，仍然彼此的打斗。那我就想问一下，那究竟什么地方是使他们不一样呢？
Now I could go into that, but I'm aware that we are packed and it's becoming uncomfortable. So let's dive into the scripture passage before us in Romans chapter 6.
现在请大家翻到圣经罗马书第六章。
We are going to deal with what it means, the resurrection life, what it looks like.
今天我向大家要传达的就是说，我们如何能够活出一个复活的生命。
But let's say this, he is risen.
那我们现在大家我们都一起来说，主耶稣复活了。
He is risen indeed.
他真的复活了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Father, thank you for your word, and we pray that you will speak to our hearts and glorify your name. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In Romans chapter 6, we find ourselves in what we call the epistles.
在这个罗马书是我们称为是使徒的书信。
And by epistles, these are letters to explain the life death, resurrection of Jesus Christ.
使徒的书信，它讲述的是主耶稣的他的生活，他的死和他的复活。
The writers of the epistles are very much concerned that what Jesus did historically should be transferred in our lives and make a difference.
使徒书信的核心就是要向我们展示如何能够让主耶稣他这种复活的生命能够在我们的生命当中彰显出来。
In the book of Romans, in chapter 1 to chapter 3, He paints a picture of how mankind is utterly bankrupt before God.
在罗马书的第一章到第三章，他使徒保罗向我们展现了一个图景，就是说在神面前人是完全败坏的。
He says the Gentiles, not only are they call you dogs, but the Jews is also bankrupt before God. In other words, none of us can really please God by ourselves.
保罗告诉我们，不仅仅是外邦人，虽然那个时候在犹太人非常的瞧不起外邦人，即使是犹太人，他们本身，他们在神面前，他们也不能讨神的喜悦，他们也是全人败坏的。
And then in chapter 3 to chapter 4, it tells us that there is a hero, and that hero is Jesus Christ, our Lord, who came and he saved us.
在第三章和第四章，保罗告诉我们，有一位拯救的人，他就是主耶稣基督，他从神那里来到我们这里，拯救我们脱离罪。
Chapter 5, he reminds us that, yes, we were in Adam, and now that we are saved, we are in Christ. Our location is changed. And when it comes to real estate, location, location.
就像我们常常在这个房地产上用的一个术语，就是说最重要的是地点，所以我们知道，罗马书第五章告诉我们，我们现在我们的身份，我们的地位已经改变了。
In chapter 6, he wanted to pick up on, he was anticipating what someone in the audience may be thinking, because in chapter 5 he says, because sin abounds, grace abounds even more. And so the person may be thinking, oh,if sin abounds and then grace abounds, that means I should go ahead and practice sin.
第五章保罗说，因为罪在哪里显多，恩典就在哪里显多，所以可能会使大家有一个疑问，就是说，好像恩典是因着罪的显多来更加的增多的。
Paul is going to show that no.Not if you have received the resurrection, if you have identified with Jesus Christ, there must be a difference in our lives.
保罗告诉我们，绝对不是这样的。当你接受了耶稣基督的时候，有了复活生命的时候，一定是不同的。你的生命一定有改变。
In other words, in theology, we use a word that you're probably familiar with. It's called sanctification.
在神学上有一个术语大家可能都很熟悉，叫做成圣。
In chapter 6 to chapter 8, he's concerned about the walk of the Christian, that the Christian should be looking more like Christ every day.
在罗马书第六章到第八章，保罗说，基督徒的生命应该是越来越像基督，越来越有基督的样子。
In other words, you're familiar with the word in chapter 3 called justification. It says, justification is a process whereby God declares a person to be righteous on the basis of the faith in the person work of Jesus Christ.
第三章，保罗说，那里有一个术语叫做称义。称义是指我们因着信耶稣基督，因着信耶稣基督，所以我们所成就的一切，在神面前，得以称义。
Now, justification is the activity of God. This is God's doing that liberates, or in other words, set the person free from the guilt of sin.
称义就是指，它是一个是神完全的，是完全是神的作为。它指的我们是能够借着称义，在神面前能够完全脱离罪的。罪的刑罚。
But when we talk about sanctification, in this aspect of sanctification, we are concerned about sin's power over us, to be set free from the power of sin.
当我们提到成圣的时候，我们是讲到我们如何能够脱离这个罪的权势。
In other words, justification is concerned about God's riches, God's righteousness given to our account.But sanctification is talking about activating the righteousness in our lives.
所以，称义是指我们在神面前，神把这个把这个义归给我们。那么，成圣呢，就是指我们如何把这个义 在我们生活中行出来。
Now with that background, let's dive into the passage quickly.
我们现在来看这个经文。
The question in that is asked in verse 1 and verse 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He comes in verse 2 with a very strong negative in the Greek. He says, certainly not.
请大家看第六章，罗马书第六章一到二节。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？第二节中，保罗说，断乎不可。
In other words, Paul is saying, if you have experienced Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, we are not supposed to be practicing sin. It doesn't add up to the reality of our position in Christ Jesus.
保罗的意思是说，如果我们和主耶稣一同经历了和他同死、同埋葬、同负责、同复活，我们就不应该再活在罪中。
He says, he answers and says, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?
保罗说，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Now, to understand Paul's thought deeper, let's look at a word, who died to sin.
现在让我们来看一看究竟是谁向罪死了。
Paul is describing what we call when the original writer is going to package a thought, they could describe it in various ways.
保罗当那个时候要阐述一些事情的时候，有很多的不同的方法。
He could have said that we are keep on dying to sin, which is, would be present continuous tense.
有一种说法就是说我们一直是向罪死，这是一个持续的过程，表明我们是持续不断的向罪来死。
But he uses a tense that says it's a past action, it's finished in the past tense, and that's it.
但保罗在这里用的不是一个现代的时态，不是一个持续的时态，而是用一个过去的时态，就是说这件事情向罪死这件事情是在过去发生的。
And then he says, or in verse 3, do you not know that as many as were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized in his death?
第三节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
In the verses before us, we see,He answers the question, the why. Why should we not continue in sin? One, because we are dead.
保罗向我们提了这样一个问题，几个问题。第一个就是说，为什么我们不能够，也不应该还活在罪中，因为我们已经是死了的。
He wants us to know this, not just up here in our heads in verse 3,But the word know has to do with an experience, the way we live our lives, an experiential knowledge.
第三节这里讲到的是一个经历，我们生活中实在经历的一件事情。
Now you may say the word baptized and immediately what rushes to our minds are water baptism, but that's not primarily what is referred to here.
我们在这里看到受洗，那我们可能一下的就联想到这个受浸的这个仪式。实际上那个这个受洗这个词原来的意思并不仅仅如此。
Anybody inside here like pickle? We have any pickle eaters? I don't like pickle, okay? Pickle tastes yucky to me.
我不知道我们这点有没有人喜欢
What's that?
Pickle.
Oh, pickle. 大家喜欢不喜欢酸菜那样酸黄瓜。
Back in 200 BC, there, when the Greeks are talking about baptism, it's from two major Greek words. One called baptizo.
实际上受洗礼这个词从希腊语的原意上是有两个字源，一个是 baptizo,
and one is bapto.
还有一个是 bapto.
No.Baptizo means immerse.
Baptizo, 它的意思是浸到里面。
And bapto means dip and also immerse too.
Bapto 的意思也是
no
dip right dip
dip dip
哦，很深的进到里面。
Okay, let's do pickle now. Let's make some pickle. When they were making pickles back in those days, they boil the water and dip it into the hot water. That's bapto.
哦，所以我们想想这个制作这个酸黄瓜的过程，就是是把这个很 boiling water, right? 把这个滚水烧的很滚开的水是深深的进到这个黄瓜，在
from the pickle, put the pickle in the boiling water.
把这个对不起，把这个黄瓜深深的进到这个滚水里面。
Then you take out that pickle and you dip it into vinegar. That's baptizo.
所以前一个过程叫做 bapto. 第二个过程呢，就是你把这个黄瓜从滚水里拿出来，再放到醋里面去。那个叫做，那个过程就是我们刚才说的是浸入的过程。
And that fruit is never the same anymore. It underwent a change.
所以这个黄瓜就再也不是它原来那个黄瓜，它已经改变了。
When Paul uses this word baptize here, he says there's a spiritual act that took place at a time when we were converted to Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在这里用的这个词，是告诉我们，当我们在悔改信主，我们受洗的时候，我们的生命就有了改变。
Little did we realize that.When we said, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God took us and let us identify in a spiritual way, in a union way, a marriage way with the death of Christ.
所以我们在悔改受洗的时候，我们知道是主的灵，它有一个非常奇妙的过程，使我们在主里面和他联合。和主联合。
Verse 4, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death.
所以在第四节保罗说，我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
Now, if, like us, sometimes we will quickly run over this verse, but if we think, if you're dead, why does Paul have to mention buried?
所以我们有时候会想，如果你说这个受洗归入死，为什么保罗还要提到一同埋葬
？Why do we bury someone? Because they are what? Dead.
为什么我们要埋葬某些人呢？因为他们已经死了。
We know what's it like when we go to a funeral after the shock. Yet there is the reality that the body is still around. But I can remember the picture when they see the body.Drove off in the coffin, in a casket, in that car, never to be seen again. That reality really hits.
我还记得有一次我看到一个在葬礼的这个场景，当我们看到那个车载着这个棺木，里面放的是一个死去的尸体，那个车越走越远，我们知道那个生命已经再也不能回来了。
What Paul is after, Paul knows the secret that makes the victorious Christian life has to do, it starts with here. And he wants us to understand, that's why he uses the word know several times, to know what took place, the spiritual reality that has taken place when we accept Christ as our Savior.
所以保罗现在让我们知道的是一个事实，就是说在我们被我们的主拯救的时候，我们的这个生命已经改变了。
But there is a death and there is a burial and there is a what? A resurrection.
所以我们看到这里的有死，有埋葬，还有复活。
And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
所以保罗说，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
The work of Christ was always in the Old Testament given like a sneak preview of coming attraction.
所以这个主耶稣的主耶稣的工作总是有功效的。
And in the Old Testament, like in Exodus 23, the Lord commanded Israel to have three feasts. And one of those feasts is that the feast of first fruits.
在这个出埃及记23章当中记载了神要求以色列人所守的三个节期。第一个节期第一个节期是初熟节。
In other words,After that hard labor and toil and that crop is coming, God said, bring every first fruit to me. It belongs to me.
所以就是在那个庆祝初熟节的时候，那个时候地中的土产都已经熟了，所以神说你们要把地中初熟的土产带来献给我。
We are told that Jesus Christ's resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15is a first fruit of common fruits that are behind him.
所以在哥林多前书15章中保罗告诉我们主耶稣就像那初熟的果子在他后面有更多的果子跟随着他。
And just as though when we plant that seed and that tree or whatever, that plant that comes forth is an act of God, God is the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead,rose us up in him.
所以就像一个栽树，我们把种子放到土里面，那神是让这个种子发芽成长。那我们也是一样，当我们在基督里面的时候，神让我们和基督一同的从死里复活。
And therefore, he says, we were risen by him in verse 4. Look back at that again from.By the glory of the Father, which refers to the power of the Father.
第四节中，保罗讲到，借着父的荣耀，是指借着父的全能，父的大能。
And all he's saying that you belong to God. You don't belong to your old life anymore.
他说你现在是属神的人了，你不再是属于你那个过去那个老我。
Now in verse 5 to verse 11, it's interesting because he's going to further clarify what he's saying.
第十一节保罗会进一步的阐述他的这个观点。
In your translation, you may see in verse 5, if we have been united together,
在我们的圣经当中我们肯定会看到我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
That's one way of may give certainty. A good translation would be say, since we have been united together with Christ, it's assumed to be a fact.
其实这个更好的翻译是应该是既然我们在他死的形状上与他联合。
We should be in the likeness also in his resurrection as a natural follow through of his argument.
所以我们就要在他复活的形状上与主基督联合。
Look at verse 6. Verse 6 now, he goes again to the natural experience. In verse 6 he says, knowing. This should be, in other words, in our lives.
第六节讲到了是知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架使罪身灭绝叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。他这里面保罗又用了这个词知道是告诉我们这是我们生命中的一个事实。
That our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.I want to illustrate this point because it's a deep concept for us to grasp.
我想在这节经文上多讲几句，因为这是实在是值得我们思考的。
Back in the 1800s here in America, they used to have what we call slavery.
在大概十九世纪的时候，在美国还有奴隶制度。
I do not remember the date when slavery was abolished here. So excuse me, I was not born in America.
我没有记到那个废奴这个制度那个日期因为我不是生在这里。
But we are informed that when the abolition of slavery took place in Washington D.C., by the time the message reached down south, some people said, "Are you sure? Is that true?"
我们知道，但是我知道当时废奴制度的这个 制度，废奴制度这个从华盛顿啊、华盛顿首都华盛顿这里传到南方的时候，当地的很多人还不能相信他，不能接受他。
Even though something legally took place, make it true, in practicality, some were saying, "I don't believe it," and they still kind of act like slaves.
所以这就就好像虽然这是一个制度，已经是成章了，但是呢，但有些人还是不能接受它，因为。
You had some of them that said, yes, we are free, and they went off on their own and start their own production, but there were still some who still stood to their master. They didn't quite believe what legally took place.
这就好像我们就这些很多奴隶，他们虽然好像知道自己已经是自由了，但是他们还是不敢接受这个事实。
In other words, brothers and sisters, the Lord is saying to us, sin doesn't have that mastery over us anymore. It was broken when we trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
所以神告诉我们，当我们在悔改接受基督的时候，罪已经不再做我们的主了，他已经不再是我们的主了。
In other words, let's get practical, you know. I cannot say,I can't help myself. I'm always have to beat upon my wife.
所以他我就不能说我们再也不能说我实在是我不想做，但我总是管不住自己要虐待我的妻子。
If I'm a Christian, I as a single person, I can't say I'm always struggling with these lustful thoughts or.I'm so greedy, I'm so covetous, I can't help myself, I'm a slave.
假如我是一个单身的基督徒，我就没有任何借口再跟自己说，我实在是不想这么做，但是这个情欲在我身上发动，我就是不能总是不能管住自己。
You notice Paul is targeting, he says no in verse 2.No in verse 6. No in verse 9. That there is a legal right. You have a legal right that you can walk away free because the gate is wide open.
所以我们看这里保罗在这里用了一个是断乎不可。在第六节也用到的是叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。这是告诉我们，这是保罗神已经宣称我们不再是在罪的权势之下，我们已经是自由了，我们可以走了，有一扇门为我们敞开。
He uses an interesting word, jump down in verse 11. Likewise, you know, he was expanding this idea in verse 9 to verse 10. Likewise, you also, here's the word now, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin.
所以在第十一节，保罗说，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
The word reckon is an accounting term. He's saying like this. Oh, so this is true, this is true, this is true. Let me do the math. That means I am free indeed.
所以保罗在这里好像让我们做一些自己做一些思量。第一点是真的，第二点是真的，第三点是真的，所以我们是自由的。
And verse 12 is the natural consequence of that. He said, therefore, in light of these things before us now, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts.
所以12节中保罗就得出一个结论，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
In other words, in the verses preceding, he wants you to know,He wants you to reckon, and then he wants us to yield.
所以就在前面，保罗让我们知道，我们现在已经是已经不再做罪的奴仆。他让我们也向罪看自己是死的。在十二节，保罗就让我们要顺从。
In verse 12 and verse 13.It puts it in what we call the command mode. It's not an option. He says, do not let sin and we can help it. And he says in verse 13, do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
我们要注意12节和13节当中保罗的说话的语气，他不是用一个我们可以选择的语气来说的，他是用一个命令式的语气。他说，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身体的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。
Let's face it, when we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, we weren't shoved into a microwave and just beep beep beep, mature Christian.
所以就是我们这个我们受洗归入基督以后，并不是像这个我们就是在好像在微波炉上按了几个按钮。
It is a process. It is a process from being a baby Christian to becoming a maturing Christian.
这是一个过程，是我们从一个从一个就是说很不成熟的基督徒到能够成长成为一个成熟的基督徒。
A maturing Christian is to look like Christ, not to look like me or any one of the leaders. It's always to look like the Lord Jesus Christ.
成熟的基督徒应该是一举一动都有主基督的样式。
He's saying to the believers here at Rome, he has never been to Rome, but he said he wants you to understand that God is taking you on a process. But that process started long time ago when you died in Christ.
所以我们每一个基督徒成圣的过程都是一个一个需要时间的这个过程。它从什么时候开始？就是从我们接受主的时候就开始了，在主里面已经向罪死了。
I have a question for you. Are you here as a Christian and you struggling with something that no one knows about?
我想问大家一个问题，如果你是一个基督徒的话，你有没有别人不知道的，你自己一直在捆绑你的事情。
You probably have come to the conclusion after the frequency of the struggle, boy, I can't help myself. I'm always like this, and I will remain like this all the time.
所以这个事情捆绑你到一个程度，你会觉得，当这件事情反复发生在你身上的时候，你在神面前，你就说，主啊，实在是我胜不过这个事情。我也不知道我怎么能够胜过。
If someone told you that, that's a lie.
那现在有人告诉你那个是谎言。
If you feel that way, that feeling is misleading.
如果你真是那样感觉的话，那是误导的。
If indeed you have received Christ, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're not a slave anymore.
如果你真正的接受了耶稣基督做你的救主，你再也不是某一件事情的奴仆了。
God wants us to know that, and then He wants us to present our bodies to God as instruments to be used for His kingdom.
神是让我们知道这一件事情，是让我们把我们自己能够献给神，做一个能够荣耀他的国度的这么一个器皿。
Now let's get back to where we started. We sang about the resurrection is risen indeed.
我们在诗歌中唱的时候，我们是庆祝主的复活，他真正是复活了。
And when we talk about resurrection, we're talking about a new life.
我们提到复活，我们就知道这是一个新生。
Do you want to experience the resurrection today?
我们每一个人都愿意经历主的复活吗
？You can.
你可以。
If you are a Christian, do you want to advertise the resurrection in your life today?
如果你是一个基督徒的话，你愿意把这个新的生命在你的生活当中显明出来吗
？It all comes down to one thing: surrender.
所以你要做的只有一件事情，就是顺服。
For the unbeliever, you have to say, you know, I'm a sinner, and I need Jesus Christ in my life.
对这个不信，你就要说，我是一个罪人，我需要基督的拯救。
I'm told in Romans 1 and 3 that there's nothing that I can do to please God in my flesh.
就像保罗在罗马书1到3章中 讲到的，我实在是我身上没有什么东西能够讨神的喜悦。
So I need to acknowledge my sin and run to Jesus Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.
所以我就来到主耶稣的面前，我向主承认我的罪，接受他做我的救主。
For the Christians,
对基督徒来说。
You know, far too long people looking at and say, wow, is he saved? Is she saved? We're not sure.
我们常常有时候会像说是不是他是不是得救了，或者他是不是得救了，我们真不知道。
God has given us his Holy Spirit to give us the strength to overcome the power of sin.
神实在是给我们这个灵里面的力量，使我们能够胜过这个罪。
In Galatians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 5, we are told.
在加拉太书第五章。
It says, walk by the Spirit.
第五章他说你们要顺着圣灵行事。
In verse 16, it says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
第十六节，第五章十六节说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law.
这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
Where is the victory for the Christian?
基督徒的得胜到底在哪里呢？
It's to let the Spirit of God govern his or her life.
是让神的灵来掌管我们的生命。
It's to live their life in total dependency upon God.
使我们能够完完全全的靠着主而活。
It's to remember that Thursday I was an old sinner, but Sunday I'm a brand new man.
让我们知道，就是说在就好像在星期四的时候，我们还是一个罪人，但是到星期天的时候，我们已经是一个新人了。
It's to remember that Thursday they used to call me sinner, but now on Sunday I'm a saint.
在星期四的时候，他还是别人还叫我是罪人，可是我今天。在主日的时候，我已经是一个新人了。
It's to remember that Thursday I was an awful husband to live with, but on Sunday I'm a brand new man.
在星期四的时候
，awful husband to live with, an ugly, dirty husband to live with, but on Sunday I'm a brand new man.
在主日的时候，我已经成了一个新人了。
It starts with knowing.
这个
yeah,
所以都是我们都知道，我们知道这一件事情。
And now as we leave here, let us remember that this is the resurrection.
所以我们知道这是复活。
This is the resurrection, and let us show that Christ is risen indeed by the way we live.
让我们向大家能使大家都能够看见我们身上有复活的生命，主在我们身上能够活出来。
Let's close and pray.
我们低头祷告。
The songwriter says, "We serve a risen Savior is in the world today."
Go ahead.
I know that my Redeemer lives, no matter what they say.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
It is true, Christ Jesus is risen today.
这实在是真的，我知道主耶稣今天复活了。
In the Old Testament, O Lord, animals were not sufficient to pay the penalty for sins.
我们知道在旧约当中那些献祭的祭牲不能够除罪。
And the John says the Baptist,Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of this world.
施洗的约翰说，看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the Lamb who died in our place.
我们的主耶稣基督实在是那个被杀的羔羊，他承担我们的罪孽。
And we thank you, Lord, that when we trusted Christ as our Savior and Lord, we identify in His death, His burial, and in His resurrection.
我们真正的知道，当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，我们受洗归入主的时候，就是受洗归入他的死，同他一同埋葬，也同他一同复活。
And we thank you that as 2 Corinthians remind us that those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we are a new creation. All things are passed away and all things become new.
我们感谢父，在哥林多后书五章，就像哥林多后书五章所说的那样，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to experience this brand new life because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢父神，我们现在能有这个机会，能够真正的经历我们主复活的生命。
We pray, Lord, for those who are here that your Spirit will convict them that they are slaves to sin.
我们祷告。求父神，让我们知道我们不再是做罪的奴仆。
Apart from Christ, we are indeed slaves to sin.
如果我们不在基督里，我们实在是还是在做罪的奴仆。
And only Christ Jesus can set us free from the slavery of sin.
唯有主耶稣基督能够拯救我们脱离罪的捆绑。
Help us, Lord, to surrender completely to you.
主父啊，求你帮助我们。让我们完全的顺服给你。
And now, Lord, may we go from here being a resurrected co-worker, a resurrected spouse.
主啊，求你让我们现在就做一个有复活生命的人。
A resurrected student, a great person to be around.
在我们的生活当中都能够见证你复活的生命。
And that we go and bear fruit for you, your kingdom and for your glory.
主啊，使我们在我们的生命当中能够为你的国度、为你的荣耀结出荣耀的果子来。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.